Welcome into episode 134 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're doing something a little different for this episode. I'm actually videoing this live in studio in my dining room. But yeah, we're first ever Jake Boucher episode that I am videoing. Or I've videoed one before, but I didn't post it. But this one will be posted because I want to take clips from this and post it on my various social media platforms. So this kind of the, you know, what's going on here. And this one is something, this topic in this episode is something I have thought about doing for so long. I've had this in the back of my mind for a year, maybe 2 years at this point. And it's something I'm very passionate about. It's something I kind of just want to get off my chest. I will say it probably will draw some criticism. Controversy. What's life without a little controversy? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, social media, the topic of this one's going to be about social media and how I personally think it's amazing, but toxic. That I feel like that's a common perception of social media, is that it's an amazing tool, can do so many good things for society, but it's also super, super toxic. But I'm not going to talk about toxic the way you're probably thinking about, or you could be thinking about this way as well. So I see social media as, me personally, I see a lot of good from social media. Social media is a fantastic tool. You can do so much with it. You can connect with friends and family, which is what all the platforms are for, especially Facebook. But Facebook is, in my opinion, just terrible. It's just a terrible platform. Just, I hate going on Facebook. I never check it. And for good reason, because it's just filled with my family members, just, you know, with their political beliefs and all that fun stuff. Stuff I don't want to see. So Facebook, yeah, not my cup of tea. But it's good for connecting with friends and family. And you see all these people on social media, all these social media influencers, as they call them. They make a ton of money, They, you know, advertise themselves, they advertise their brand. And, you know, companies reach out to them. They get viral videos and companies reach out to them. Hey, we want you to advertise our product. We want you to advertise our clothing line. We want you to, you know, do a video about advertising our makeup. Their social media is just so great for that. So if you're a creative person and you know, like posting on social media, you like putting yourself out to the world because, you know, on social media, you're out in the public. The entire world knows, sees your name and sees your face. If you choose to do that, it's up to you if you want to put yourself out there like that. It's really an interesting thing. There's a lot of people that don't want themselves out there in the world. Like, I know a few people personally who are like my age that don't have any social medias. Zero, none, because they don't want their name and, you know, face out in the world. They don't want, you know, governments or whatever, the world stealing their data and their privacy being breached. And for whatever other reasons, they just don't want their names out there. I respect that. I truly do respect that. And I think it's up to you and your personal preference. What do you want? What do you want to do? Do you want your name out there? Do you want your name not out there? So yeah, social media is toxic. It's dangerous. If the right person sees it, that's great. If the wrong person sees it, then you just never know. But we're going to kind of not talk about like the dangers of social media today. We're going to just kind of talk about why it's amazing and why it's so toxic at the same time. That's really what this episode is going to come down to. So like I mentioned, the social media influencers are making a ton of money. The TikTok stars, literally, like, you know, Addison Rae posting videos of her dancing, or Charli D'Amelio posting videos of her dancing, has led to them getting tens of millions and hundreds of millions of followers across social media, millions and millions of dollars into their bank account just from them posting dancing videos. That's what it's led to. I've never gone viral on social media, but that could happen one day in the near future. I don't know. But I think it's a matter, if you want to go viral on social media, it's a matter of consistency. You can do it. I can do it if I wanted to. I could post 10 TikToks a day if I wanted to. If I really wanted to go viral, I could post 10 TikToks a day. But I don't want to post 10 TikToks a day. So if you post 10 TikToks a day for, let's say, 60 straight days, that's 600 TikToks. You're bound to find one that works and goes viral. It's just bound to happen. It's and I'm just not consistent with the TikToks, you know, because I'm still like up in the air of what I want to do. Like, do I want to post more business content? Do I want to do like what I've been doing, which is like skits and stuff, which I enjoy doing so much. But I'm just going to start for Instagram and my other platforms. I'm going to start posting business content. Like, that's why I'm videoing this podcast right now, so I can take clips from this to put it on my various social media platforms and kind of build my brand that way. I think I've come to that decision. I've come to that conclusion. That's what I'm going to do. Like I said, 10 TikToks a day, you're going to go viral. It's just bound to happen. You're going to figure out what works. You're going to figure out what's trending, and you're going to go with that. You're going to go with the flow. So, super easy. No, I won't say easy to go viral, but if you're consistent, you will go viral because you're figuring out what works and what doesn't work with certain types of videos, certain types of, you know, blog posts, whatever the case may be, whatever type of content you want to do, you're figuring out what works on that individual platform. Like TikTok is the easiest platform to go viral on at this moment in time. Instagram's organic reach is declining. It's not great right now. I've learning from experience with trying to post business content on that for my real estate company. It's tough. It's tough, but there is a way to, you know, kind of maneuver around the algorithm. Like Instagram Reels is where you gotta be posting. Stories is big. Stories have become more popular. I mean, not more popular. Instagram's trying to push stories more than they were. And I've noticed that I've been getting a lot more hits on my stories than I was. So the algorithm is always changing. Social media. Social media is, in my opinion, is great. There's a lot of positivity on there. If you want to be a positive person, you need to follow positive accounts, positive people. It's very easy to go and get sucked into the rabbit hole of negativity because there's a ton of negative people on social media. There's just too many. I try my absolute best to not follow any negative people on social media. Because there's enough negativity out there in the world. The news always negative. That's why I don't watch the news. I have kind of taken a step back from keeping up with politics because it's always negative. I don't want to see, you know, all the negativity because it affects my mood. And that's why so many people are miserable all the time because they just follow the news. They see all the negativity and they wake up every day with a negative mindset. They're like, oh, the government is the government's fault that I'm not where I want to be in life. That type of thing. Just don't, if you want to be a positive person, then listen, watch, and read positive content. That's really the key. And I know people go through struggles in life. They go through phases. They have some you know stuff going on in their head that it makes it harder to, you know, kind of think positive. Sometimes they can't control it. It's just try your hardest. You know, get help if you need it. If you have something going on, no one's gonna be like, you shouldn't be ashamed of that at all. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Follow positivity and just don't consume negative content because that's gonna get you nowhere. And it's only gonna lead you to thinking negative and doing negative things and being more depressed. And, you know, it's gonna not make your life better. It's gonna make your life worse. That it's gonna happen because if you follow negativity, you will be negative. You know, what you listen to is what you become. Who you're with, who you surround yourself with is who you become. What's that saying? It's like you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I truly believe that statement. So if you say, let's say you're five friends, okay? Five of your friends who you spend the most time with are negative all the time. They always talk about, oh, the you know, this world's going to shit. Can't catch a break. Nothing's going my way. I should just give up. You know, blah, 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 that type of thing. If they, five of your friends on average think that same way, you're bound to think that same way as well. Maybe not today, but the more time you spend with them, the more you're going to think that way. You should kind of have to separate yourselves from that. If your friends are always negative, you got to like reevaluate your friend group. I hate to say it, but it's true. You got to cut your ties if need be. If you want to be a more positive person and you look at your friends like, you know what, you're not that positive and I can't spend my time with you. And then you got to cut them off. You come to that conclusion. Then you gotta do it. You gotta do what's best for you. Because if you're not doing what's best for you, then what's the point? Because you have this one life. You should be doing things that you wanna do. You should be doing things that make you happy. Just kind of, you know, take that with a grain of salt and really, really think about that. If you have constant negativity surrounding you, just take a step back and, you know, kind of analyze the situation. And I kind of want to get to the thing that's been on my mind for a while, the thing I've wanted to talk about, the thing I've just came very close to posting on social media over the last year or two. It's gonna piss people off, I'm sure, but it's true. I see it all the time. It's been pissing me off seeing this type of content all the time. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be straight up with you. This has really been like, God damn it. The people, there's like 95% of people on Instagram. Instagram is the biggest problem when it comes to this. So Instagram is just a constant feed of just like people just posting pictures that they know will get them likes. Instagram is just constantly just like people posting what they know will get likes, because Instagram has given them like the likes, the amount of likes they get, it just gives them dopamine. It makes them feel good. So if they don't, let's say someone is someone with like 1,000 followers, and on average they get like 300 likes a photo, they know what photos get the most likes. And that means they will post, most of the photos they post will be those, because it gets them likes, which makes them feel good. And then they post that one picture that only gets 150 likes. And then it's not posting that because it only got them so many likes. So that Instagram, just very bad for that. And it really affects people's mental health, because people are posting pictures and videos that they know will get them likes, that they know they get the notifications on your phone like, oh, so-and-so and 900 others liked your photo. And they're going to be, oh my God, that makes me feel good. It's bad. It's bad for your mental health. And I'm so happy Instagram recently rolled out they rolled out, you can like choose if you want people to see the number of likes on your photo. You can choose. You can choose that personally. You can also put that setting on if for your own feed. If you don't care about seeing other people's likes, then you can put that on as well. But I think it's just such a great idea, because Instagram is the biggest culprit of this. Instagram is what I like to call the highlight reel. People only post highlights on Instagram. They only post, like I said, what they know is gonna get likes. They post them at the beach in a bikini. They post them shirtless. They post that's the most type of content I see on my Instagram. It's the post that people know will get them likes. I'm gonna be straight up with you. I've been down that rabbit hole as well. I've been in the rabbit hole where it's like, okay, I need to get likes. Like getting likes used to be what it's all about for me. I didn't post very much on my personal Instagram, but if I didn't get a certain number of likes, it's like, well, is something wrong with me? But in reality, nothing's wrong with me. Just the fact that I shouldn't be caring that much about how many likes I get. So I guess the moral of the story for that is to just post what you want to post. Don't dictate your happiness on a number on your screen, the number of likes you get on a photo or a video. Just don't do that. It's so unhealthy. Instagram has just become just a constant feed of just people posting pictures that will get them that 300 likes. And it's a toxic mindset. That's why people don't post all that often, or 98% of people don't post all that often, is because they're scared of posting that picture or that video or posting their art, because they know it's only gonna get them like, it's gonna get them like 30% of the likes that they're used to. And that's why they don't post that. They don't post about their passion, because they know it's not gonna get many likes. And I promise you, if you start posting about your passion, whatever that is, if it's art, if you start posting about passion, you will find an audience in due time that is interested in your art, instead of audience that's just interested in, your, beach pics or whatever. I think you really have to dig deep into finding that switch in your brain that's going to allow you to start posting what you want to post, instead of posting the things you know will get likes because the likes make you feel good. Once you flip that switch to, okay, I don't care about how many likes I get, I just want to post what makes me happy. I want to post about my art. I want to post about my gardening. I want to post what makes me happy. Once you finally get to that stage, that's when your whole world will open up. Because it's a slow process. It's definitely a slow process. You have to kind of ease your way into it. Like these videos that I'm posting, like this clip right here. Like this clip is probably going to go on my personal Instagram. I'm not going to get many likes from this. And I know that. But I don't care. I don't care. The likes mean absolutely nothing. They mean nothing. It's just a number. You gotta do what makes you happy personally. And the more you do the things that make you happy, the better off you're gonna be. Because if you wanna grow an Instagram account like I do, if you wanna grow an Instagram account, you can't care about the number of followers and likes, because that's gonna come with time if you're posting good quality content, if you're providing value for your audience. It's gonna come with time. It's just a matter of patience. You can't get discouraged. That's one of the biggest things, is do not get discouraged, because getting discouraged means you stop posting, and it means you know, take those things to heart. You take the number of likes to heart. Just need to try your hardest to work your way into that where you don't care about how many likes you get. You just have to start with that one post that about your art, about your new painting. You just have to start with that one. And if it gets 20 likes, who cares? Who cares? You move on to the next picture, the next piece of content. And you keep going, and you keep going, and you get more used to not getting as many likes as you're used to from your beach pics. You just get used to it over time, and you build up that tolerance to like, okay, the amount of likes I get doesn't matter. After all, I'm happier posting what I'm posting right now. I'm happier posting my art. And that's my rant, you know, that's my rant for that right there. You gotta use Instagram's a highlight reel. Like I said, post the ups and the downs. So many people are fake on Instagram and social media in general. It's crazy how many people are just fake. I'm starting the process right now of me documenting my life, documenting my ups and documenting my downs. I want to be transparent. People aren't transparent on Instagram. They're only posting the highlights of their life. They're only posting, oh, I got accepted into a new job. They didn't post that they got rejected 50 times before that. People only post about when they get accepted into a job, when they something good happens to them. But they don't post about the 50 other times that they got rejected for that job. They don't post about that because they think that's not what people want to see. They think that people only want to see the successes in their life. Post about the 50 times you got rejected. Do a video about it. Talk about it. Let other people know about it, because there's other people in the world, so many other people in the world that went through that same exact situation where they got rejected from 50 different jobs before they found the one that would hire them. Post about the ups and the downs. People want to see that. People love stories. Humans run off of stories. Humans wouldn't be able to survive without stories. Stories have been around since the beginning of time. That's why we love TV shows. That's why we love reading books. That's why we love movies, because we love stories. We love the stories with a hero. We love the hero starts on a journey, and then the hero runs into a problem, and then they solve the problem. Have you noticed that's what 95% of TV shows, books, and movies are about? About that formula right there, the hero journey. Start on a journey, run into a problem. The problems resolve before the end of the movie or TV show or book. That's what 95% of stories are based off of. So tell the story of your life if that's what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. At the end of the day, do what makes you happy. I'm not here to convince you to do something you don't want to do. If you don't want to post on social media, that's fine. Who cares? Like I talked about in the beginning, that I know people that don't have any social media accounts. You don't need social media accounts. If you want to live a quiet life, then that's what you want to do. Go for it. Who's stopping you? You don't need to be out there in the world. You don't need to be peer pressured to have a social media account. So that's kind of my rant. It's just be you. At the end of the day, just be you. And people will love you for that. People will love you just telling your true story. People will love you if you talk about the successes in your life and the failures. And people will especially love you if you show it in the middle of the process of doing it. People will love that. That's my whole thing. Instagram, it's a highlight reel. 95% of people just post their ups. 95% of people just post the ups in their life, the successes. The good pics, you know, they don't post the bad pics or the bad videos. And we've all been there. I've been there. But I'm starting to get to the point where it's just like, whatever, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to post what I want to post. And once you adopt that mindset, your whole world opens up. It's crazy. Just like you feel so free. You're not, you know, tied down by a number, by a number on a fucking app. You just kind of like, all right, I only got like half the likes I'm used to. Whatever. Just on to the next piece of content. Just don't get discouraged. Just be you, and everything's gonna work out. Whew. Wow, deep episode right there. So that'll do it for episode 134 of the Jake Boucher Show. I appreciate you for tuning in, especially if you watch this on video. It really means so much to me. The least you can do is just give this video a thumbs up on YouTube. Subscribe to my channel where I post a bunch of different content. That's the least you can do. If you enjoyed it, if you got value from it, it's the least you can do. So I appreciate you. Oh, before I go, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you have not followed on Spotify or not subscribed on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform you're listening to on, then please do that. It means so much to me. It helps with the rankings. It gives me feedback that I'm on the right track, that I'm producing the right type of content. So if you can do that, that would be great. With that, I'll see you in the next episode, which is episode 135. Thank you, and have a great weekend. See you.